All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is the National Award-winning writer for the Milwaukee Journal, the Shepherd Express. He's also a political commentator, has been, for radio and television, Joe McNally, all the way from Charlottesville, Virginia. And a former colleague of mine at a different radio station. You know, Joe, you have always been a defender of, and I used to constantly talk about Republicans and conservatives, and you would always say, I know a lot of good Republicans and conservatives. You always said that. But when I listened, when these kinds of things like this, how the GOP's Medicaid work requirements will backfire. So the GOP, in the spending cuts that they are talking about, Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans, they want to cut back on veterans benefits and Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, Joe. You know, you just... And yet the people who vote for them do not know that this is what they are doing. You know what I mean, Joe? These people are so exactly dishonest. They're so dishonest, Joe.
I really, every time I come on your show lately, I always want to try to set you slightly straight.
Okay.
You're absolutely right that in the past I've always said, you know what? There are plenty of people in the Republican Party who know better. There are plenty of people in the Republican Party who know just how vile and racist and ugly Donald Trump was and is and remains. I always want to make it clear that it really doesn't matter that there are Republicans that know that if they don't do anything about it. And right now we are witnessing the destruction of the Republican Party. The fact that after Donald Trump was defeated in 2020. In fact, he was defeated in 2018. He was defeated in 2018 when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats retook the House of Representatives, because that was a vote against Donald Trump's presidency. When Trump was elected in 2020, Trump was elected in 2016, I'm sorry. When he was elected, no one knew what kind of a president he would be. Within 2 years, they knew exactly what kind of a president he would be. He would be a terrible, corrupt, dishonest president. He lied constantly, and he was a racist and the most open racist man to ever be elected to the presidency in modern times. Republicans used to pretend not to be racist. They were racist. Many of them were racist. But they used to not say it out loud, for God's sake. You couldn't get elected in America in a racially diverse country if you said out loud, I'm a racist. But he did it all the time. He did it all the time. And that's why most people thought he would never be elected president. But he was. And the way that happened was, first of all, he told plenty of lies about Hillary Clinton and how terrible she was and how dishonest she was and how she should have been put in prison for the email server that she used. Imagine that. Of all the crimes he's committed, we know he's committed now, including trying to overthrow the government of the United States when he lost the election in 2020. We know all his crimes. Well, her crimes was what email server she used. And his rallies would chant to lock her up, to put her in prison for the email server she used. And the head of the FBI even reopened an investigation into her about a week before the election, which helped get her defeated by this totally corrupt, unfit human being. So ever since he was elected in 2016, starting in 2018, he lost the election. In 2020, he lost the election. In 2022, the Republicans lost elections all over this country in a year that historically, after a new president is elected, almost throughout history, the party that got defeated for the presidency has won the first midterm election after a new president is elected, because all the voters are really mad that they got beat, and they turn out and vote, and whoever wins the election, their voters are pretty happy because they won the election, and they aren't as eager to get out and vote in the midterms, and under a low turnout midterm, generally, the Republican Party usually it would have won about 20 or 40 seats. That happened under Obama. It happened under Clinton. It happened under every other Democratic president in recent history. But it didn't happen for Republicans in 2022 because Donald Trump was one of the most corrupt and obviously corrupt and hateful presidents that have ever been elected. And as a matter of fact, once again in 2023 in Wisconsin, of course, they lost another election. And the Supreme Court election in Wisconsin, which was three elections in a row that they lost, which allowed finally, after 15 years, for the state Supreme Court to get out from under the thumb of, guess who, Michael Gableman, who corrupted the state Supreme Court and made it one of the most unethical right-wing courts in history. And it was a huge turnout to do that in a 2023 election? The record turnouts elected Democrats. And in fact, if Donald Trump is the nominee in 2024, he will also be defeated again by a record turnout because he is against American democracy, and so is the Republican Party right now that would possibly nominate him in 2024. And it's probably the bets-on favorite for who's going to win the nomination still, even when America watched him try to overthrow the government of the United States and through a mob attack on the Congress of the United States that chased Mike Pence and his family through the halls of Congress, threatening to hang him and murder him and his family.
So Joe,
this is the Republican Party. I have said that the Republicans know better, but they're not doing better, and that doesn't matter.
You know, Joe, in the face of all those things, and I've said this the last couple of days, Donald Trump is a 50% favorite to win the nomination again.
And so when he might be more than that now.
Right. So when you see
more than that now,
Joe, but when you see all of those things, how can any person in their right mind or who believes in truth?
Good question. Good question, Earl.
Oh, Joe. Or who believes
that's an excellent question.
Yeah, who believes in the truth? Looking at this man,
Earl, here's my response to that. The fact that that is happening, that is our problem because of the fact that he could possibly be the nominee again, of course. But you know whose problem it really is?
The Republicans.
It's the Republican Party's problem. The Republican Party cannot get out from under the thumb of the most corrupt, the most hateful, the most ugly candidate they could possibly nominate, who will once again turn out a record anti-Trump, pro-democracy vote for the Democratic Party in 2024. And I truly believe that.
You know,
it doesn't matter that the Republicans know better, because unless they do better, and they have to get out from under Donald Trump's control, and they haven't done that. They haven't done anything to do that. They haven't done anything to accomplish that. And that is a threat, continues to be a threat to American democracy, and the voters have shown that they are going to turn out to prevent that.
You know, Joe, the fact that they're terrified of this man that carries all of this baggage.
Partly they think he might kill them.
I know, Joe.
partly they think he could kill them.
Well, he carries all this baggage.
His moms of haters could shoot them.
Well, you don't mean that tongue in cheek. You actually really mean that.
I really do mean that. Well, they chased them through the halls of Congress. What do you think they would have done to Mike Pence, if they had caught him and his family? What do you think that wild mob that beat police officers unconscious and created brain damage among more than 140 of them, either some physical injury or mental brain damage, literally? What do you think they would have done if they had caught Mike Pence or Mitt Romney or Nancy Pelosi? That we would have had mass murder in the halls of the United States Capitol.
So that is all the more rationale why it's hard to even imagine that in the face of those things that American citizens, be they Democrat or Republican, are so far gone that they somehow eliminate that and still say, that's my guy. Hold the thought, Joe. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is none other than my good friend and former colleague, Joe McNally. Joe, you know, I don't know if you want to hear from CJ or not, but CJ is on the line.
I always will.
Okay. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Earl and Joe. I do respect you guys, but I totally disagree with so much of what you say. You talk about democracy. How about the proof now? We have 51 intelligence officers, and our Secretary of State, Blinken, that devised the plan of the lie of the Steele dossier and Russian collusion. And so, Joe, try to discuss that fact, that the American people were lied to before an election intentionally. And you talk about democracy, destroying democracy. Well, they say they supposedly 15 to 20% would have changed their vote. We got a president now who can't put three words together, forgot where he was yesterday, and you trust that we're walking into a nuclear war with China, and we're going to lie, and we left thousands of Americans behind in Sudan now, another embassy closed, Taiwan's going to be invaded. You name the country underneath and name one soldier that was killed in Afghanistan after Trump made a negotiated deal and listened to his military advisors, and he didn't go to zero like Biden did, as we saw young Afghanistan people fall off an airplane.
Oh, okay.
Our word means nothing to this president. And I am ashamed of both of you that you never discuss those facts.
So Donald Trump, in your mind, a man who has done many criminal acts, and we know it, and is as dangerous as any president that we've ever seen, is as ruthless as any president that we've ever seen. Again, he orchestrated attempting to have the president of the United States killed. And somehow you think that's okay.
People that did that are going to be punished. How about the
wait a minute. Donald Trump was the guy who orchestrated that. Is he going to be punished?
They tried. They can't prove it. That's why Blinken won't bring a case. How about the 13 soldiers that died?
Okay, hang on. Joel, you want to respond to any of that?
Mostly not.
He's gone.
Let me just say this. I mean, I really do want to say this. The fact that CJ, once again, started out talking about the collusion with Russia, that obviously happened before the Trump election. There's no question that it happened. That Vladimir Putin's intelligence agencies and a troll farm in Russia created a massive pro-Trump internet operation in America, pretending to be Americans, telling lies about Hillary Clinton, who Vladimir Putin hated, and Donald Trump, who Vladimir Putin has openly supported. There's no question about that. And that was, by the way, that was in 2020. This is 2023.
Yes.
You know, even the Republican Party, for the most part, is more concerned about 2024. They were concerned, first of all, they were immediately after they lost the election in 2020. The next election they cared about, of course, was the 2022 midterm elections, which they were overwhelmingly favored to win 20 to 40 new votes in the House. Instead, they won a bare 4-vote majority, which is totally dysfunctional and can pass nothing in the House of Representatives because it's controlled by Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the craziest people on the planet. and then they lost the election in 2023 in Wisconsin and in other states. And you know what? One of the other states that they lost the election in? Kentucky. You know, where there's a Republican you may have heard of named Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
they lost the abortion vote in Kentucky that Republicans tried to pass that would have banned abortion in Kentucky in the Constitution. They lost that. Joe, hold the thought.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the award-winning Joe McNally. And you know, Joe, you know, it's just constant. The White House is, and we're dealing with the debt limit, Joe, and it's almost as if we can't work. The Republican Party refuses to work with President Biden, especially this group, and they clamored to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, and they said, when we put our guys there, you'll see the difference in how we operate. Well, yeah. Joe, we do.
You mean the fact that now they don't operate? Yeah, I guess we do see the difference. Yeah, for sure. And you know what? You know what the worst thing about it? It's not just that they won't work with Biden. They won't work with America. And they really want this threat over the debt ceiling. You know, I'm sure that there are plenty of people whose eyes just glaze over every time they hear the words debt ceiling, because they don't really, you know, they don't care. I mean, they care because people have started to understand what those words mean. But they don't understand government. They don't understand the way the government works. That allows the Republicans to lie and say, you know, somehow that by these crazy people in the House saying that they're going to refuse to raise the debt ceiling, people don't understand what that means. You know, what's a debt ceiling anyway? And what it means is they're going to refuse to pay the bills that both the Republican and Democratic parties have run up. All the legislation that is passed by Congress, whether it's passed by Republicans or Democrats, whether it passed by Donald Trump or Joe Biden, those are the bills that America has to pay. I mean, isn't that clear? I mean, you know, when we buy something, you have to pay for it. And everyone knows that with their own families, and they don't expect that, you know, that people are just going to say, well, you didn't know, you don't have to pay these bills. We're giving you electricity every month, but you know, if you don't have the money to pay it, and you don't want to pay it, let's say you do have the money to pay it because you have to come up with the money. And the only way to get out of it is to go bankrupt. And I don't think there's anybody in America living in America who wants America to go bankrupt. I think they want them to pay their bills. I think they want them to pay for Social Security, and they want them to pay for health care, and they want them to pay for, you know, everything that the government does. They want them to pay for the military. Now, they spend too much on many of those things. The military, you know, we've always known that they, you know, they, what is it, they come up with hundreds of dollars for toilet seats and stuff like that. And they always know that there's a lot of, you know, wasteful spending, or they believe that there is, except Republicans always say, you know, well, we just have to cut out wasteful spending. Well, let me think. Donald Trump was president for 4 years. And how much wasteful spending did he cut out? In fact, he created an enormous amount of new wasteful spending.
He created
right. When they talk about, you know, Republicans talk about the huge debt, the huge, you know, financial debt that we're running up for our grandchildren, and how we have to cut that. Well, the biggest, you know, contribution to that debt was the huge tax cut for billionaires, including Donald Trump and his family and all the Republican donors. Billions, and actually it wasn't billions, it was more than a trillion. More than $1 trillion over the next 10 years for huge tax cuts for billionaires. And there's one thing that, you know, I honestly believe this, and I've said it over and over, both Republicans and Democrats, voters, the one thing that they support Joe Biden on is get more billionaires and millionaires should pay more taxes. Those supporters of Donald Trump, who are the, you know, it's sad to say that he has been raising money claiming that he won the election in 2020. He has been raising millions of dollars. First of all, immediately to file lawsuits to try to overthrow Biden's election. He didn't spend any of that money on those lawsuits. You know who's paying for those lawsuits? And who paid for all those lawsuits? The Republican National Committee did. Donald Trump raised millions of dollars. He didn't spend to tell those lies in court that got thrown out of all the courts. Every single federal court, including the U.S. Supreme Court, all the lies he told about how he won a landslide election, and you know how Biden stole millions of votes from him. Those voting machines that Fox News lied about flipped millions of votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. No, they didn't. They never did. And that's why Fox had to pay $750 million in damages. You know, those were all lies. And he didn't even spend all the money he raised from those poor, misguided, ignorant Republican donors who weren't billionaires, who sent, you know, $50 or $5 or whatever, that turned into millions of dollars that Trump is now using to run for president again. It had nothing to do with, you know, what he said he was going to do, which was, you know, overturn the 2020 election, which CJ still believes needs to be overturned. And it was just lies that raised millions of dollars.
You know, Joe. I wanted to quickly, because the American people really don't understand things, and it's because not because they're not capable to, but you just don't understand what's happening in this country. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was the private equity that's gutting America and getting away with it. And we talk about businesses. And yet these private equity firms that swallow up businesses and then destroy the businesses, Joe. And yet the American people.
Well, the media business is one of them they destroy.
Right. Yes.
Newspapers have been bought by some of those companies that just immediately dismantle they sell all their real estate and they sell all their equipment. They take over those businesses and dismantle them.
So, Joe, let's talk about why in this nation it should be okay for these predatory people to, and it's the reason why the middle class, one of the main reasons why the middle class has shrunk, because these private equity firms are allowed to do this. Joel, they couldn't do it if elected officials didn't say it was okay, right?
Well, and you're right. And laws, the fact that Donald Trump's company itself went through 4 bankruptcies at least, and there were more than that over the years, for sure. And it is the fact that laws have protected. I'm embarrassed to say this. I have a childhood friend who voted for Donald Trump, and I tried to discuss by email. He lives in Georgia, which is forest. Yeah.
It could be in Texas. He could be in Texas or Florida.
He lives in Georgia, and he's worked as a police officer. And that tells you a lot about him, needless to say. And I told him after the Trump election, I said, I really want to understand you because I can't. I don't.
Right.
I don't understand. He's also an evangelical Christian. And he believes that he is a strong Christian.
Right.
And I said, how can a strong Christian support this man? And how could you have voted for this man?
Could he answer that? Did he ever answer that?
We tried back and forth by emails to understand each other. And we never could. We never could. And one of the things that he kept claiming was, he said, well, I just thought that it was time for a businessman to take over the government.
Right.
A strong businessman. And I said, you know what? Donald Trump isn't a strong businessman. He inherited a huge fortune, and he has lost a ton of it. If he hadn't lost so much money, he would be as wealthy as he now claims to be. He's not. He may not even be a billionaire. He's always claiming he's a billionaire, but he probably isn't anymore because he has lost so much money through such just ignorant decisions. He's not a very bright man. We know that. He may even believe some of the lies. He may actually believe that. He is a totally ignorant individual. We know that he got through good colleges by paying people to take exams for him. We know that. that's one of the advantages that wealthy people have in society. And his wealth comes from he inherited it and lost a lot of it. Multiple bankruptcies.
You know, Joe, they have been able to track these private equity firms' ownerships in nursing homes, where they say over 30,000 premature deaths have happened over the last 12 years. And yet the American people whose loved ones, and I talk about the nursing homes all the time, Joe, because it should not be acceptable right? I mean, how do we allow that to take place in this country? But human beings who deserve to be treated like human with dignity and respect in their final years, and yet private equity firms buy them up and warehouse them and don't do anything to protect them. And then we have a government that can't seem to do something about what the private equity firms are doing, Joe.
Right. It is horrible. It is just horrible, and the fact that still, Social Security was created in the 1930s by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and it has essentially help to abolish poverty among the elderly. People live long enough, they're going to become impoverished. They're going to run out of money,
right,
especially if they've never earned very much.
Hey, Joe, hang on a second. Bill from O'Connell Walk, hang on. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. When she snows you. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guess is Joel McNally. You know, Joel, I talked about the 30,000 premature deaths. According to the National Bureau of Economic Research, similar tales of woe abound in mobile homes, prison health care, emergency medicine, ambulances, apartment buildings, and elsewhere, where these private equity firms have swooped in and basically, like vultures, taken over these things, and nobody wins but them and the people left ruined on, you know, the streets of these cities. Let's go to Bill quickly from O'Connell Walk. Bill, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. What's going on in our country is a struggle for humanitarianism and self-centeredness of people. We have two parties. If we invest in America, which is humanitarianism, our country will grow. If we invest in being self-centered, our country is finished. So once the general public understands these people that lack education to not understand the concept of investing in America, we have to project that till, as far as I'm concerned, till the day I die. If we don't have help the have-nots, the haves are going down too. They just don't realize it. Thank you.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Joe, you want to respond?
Just to thank Bill. Yeah, that's absolutely true. The truth of the matter is, and this is a sad fact, no one has more contempt for the Republican voters than the Republican Party. They are treating them as ignorant. They believe they are ignorant, and they're wrong about that. I've known uneducated people all my life who are extremely intelligent and understand what's going on in America. They are up against some obstacles today that we've never faced before. What has made it easy for the Republican Party to do what they've done is the existence of Fox News. Fox News, when Earl and I were growing up, you know, Fox News didn't exist. There were basically three TV channels, and all of their news shows were news shows. All of their news shows pretty much ran much of the same news, and it wasn't disinformation. It was the best journalism that broadcast journalism could do, and it was honest. It wasn't made up propaganda spouting political hatred that was being spouted by a right-wing president of the United States and an authoritarian dictator in Russia, which is what Fox News now spouts through their network as news. They used to call it fair. They had a slogan,
fair and balanced,
which was absurd. it is Donald Trump. Donald Trump frequently accuses his opponents of being all the things that he is. He accuses them of lying. He accuses them of being dishonest, that you can't allow, you know, you shouldn't count the votes coming out of cities because a lot of black people live in those cities, and you know how black people are. They're dishonest and they're criminals. And so we really, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, when he lost the election in Wisconsin in 2020, he demanded recounts in Dane County and Milwaukee County. He didn't demand any recounts in all those other, you know, 70 counties in Wisconsin, many of which voted for him. He only demanded recounts in those two multiracial cities. Because, you know, you can't trust Dane County and Milwaukee County because there are black and brown people living in those communities. And that's where they are. And so that's where the dishonesty is. And the fact of the matter is they did recounts in those counties. And they found out that not only were they accurately counted, but I believe Biden picked up a few more votes than he had before they did the recounts, because you know some of those votes had been miscounted. A few, that doesn't happen very often. It was just human error. What they have always called voter fraud. Voter fraud doesn't. It barely exists. Out of hundreds of millions of votes, you know that are cast in every election, there may be a handful, or up to maybe double digits somewhere, of votes that are miscounted, through human error, but you don't have millions of people fraudulently casting votes. A few people have been caught fraudulently double voting, and you know what?
And they've been prosecuted
for that. They've been prosecuted, and you can go to prison for that.
Yes,
that is a deterrent against vote fraud. You don't have to make it harder for people to vote. That has always been a lie. By making it harder for people to vote in our democracy, that's just a way to reduce the vote. And we know why Republicans want to reduce the vote, because they're not a majority in America. They really are not. And that's exactly why they're now, the Trump supporters who are armed with guns and clubs that attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, they were out to destroy democracy because Donald Trump and their candidates are not a majority in America. They don't want a majority of Americans to be allowed to vote. And they're going to start with the voters that they don't expect to vote for Republicans. And those are black and brown voters or people living in cities with black and brown people. It is a white supremacist party, and that's what it's become. And you know, those are the only people they want to allow to vote.
You know, Joel, I don't know what happened to the time, man, but
I know it's gone.
It is so good to talk to you and have you talk to this listening audience, man. We got to do it again. I won't let it be so long the next time.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Enjoy that 75 degrees. We're going to be hanging around the 40s. right. I'll see you later, my friend. Tell the wife I said hello.
Take care.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Let's get serious.